Madam President, St. Vincent and the Grenadines deeply regrets the fact that Taiwan was not invited to attend the World Health Assembly this year as an observer. It was previously allowed to do so in the period 2009 to 2016. We contend that the non-invitation of Taiwan flies in the face of the mission of this organization to be a genuine world forum that is fundamentally concerned about global health. This development has prompted the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and 10 other countries to formally request a supplementary agenda item concerning Taiwan's participation as an observer at the World Health Assembly. Unfortunately, the General Assembly has not acceded to this request, and we would like to protest this development. St. Vincent and the Grenadines condemns in the strongest terms actions by anyone that seeks to disengage us from an important section of the world population and cut us off from information and exchanges that are pertinent to our deliberations. The fact that invitations were previously extended to Taiwan to attend the World Health Assembly is a recognition that they should not be left out of these deliberations. It was an acknowledgement of the fact that without them, there would have been a gaping hole in attendance and participation at this event and the coverage of the world. How could you leave out a population of 23 million people from the deliberations on world health issues? This notion that that Taiwan is a part of the People's Republic of China and that the PRC government represents Taiwan is a fictional farce that must be rejected. Can part of the PRC be invited to the World Health Assembly as an observer? The world knows that there's an autonomous government in Taiwan that has free and fair elections and that they have their own flag, their own national anthems, and all the trappings of a modern nation state. We must move past the history. I know the background to this issue, which goes back to Resolution 2758 of the United Nations General Assembly that was passed on October 25th, 1971, and the related World Health Assembly Resolution 25.1 on the representation of China at the World Health Assembly. These resolutions, according to their clear and explicit words, had the effect of expelling the representatives of Chiang Kai-shek from the United Nations and its agencies and installing the representatives of the People's Republic of China. The resolutions did not define China, nor did they speak on the question of one China. Importantly, the resolutions did not suggest at all or purport to say that the representatives from the mainland represented the island of Taiwan. Therefore, the notion of one China is not incompatible with what we propose here. Neither is a proposal in conflict with the resolutions of the United Nations or this Assembly. We are simply interested in making sure that this is a genuine world forum and that no one is left behind or left out. The exclusion of Taiwan erodes the credibility, integrity, and effectiveness of this important Assembly. Madam President, I thank you.